Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Aloha and good morning. Hey, Tony. Hey, Dan. Thinking about you today. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, Dan, how are you doing? Are you going through your treatments now, right? And how many more weeks or months is that you have that going? So you must have been hearing EWTN Morning Show when I was talking with Matt Swaim about the 300 today, I guess. Hey, Peter Morton. Aloha. Hi, Martha. Aloha. Had a great day yesterday. It was somewhat... not so freezing cold here. I went out and got a couple big bombers. I went all the way out and caught like maybe six way overhead waves. So it was just that went powered through and went down the line. And then Cindy and I went to down the beach with Ed Martinez, our local councilman, who I taught to tandem years ago. And he's a great tandem surfer. And he has the Acro group from Orlando there. So when the tandem surfers and the Acro people to get together, it's really cool. So I learned some Acro, you know, where you lay on your back and you lift. So Cindy and I got to learn some new techniques in Acro. So, and then we went, my son surprised me with tickets to Steve Martin and Martin Short last night. So we had kind of a fun weekend. I hope you guys did too. We're going through the catechism today. Can't start without Monday morning without Mother Angelica. There she is. This coffee mug I got at EWTN when last time I was there, and it really reminds me of Mother Angelica because it's a huge coffee mug. And you're around people at EWTN, you just feel like they've bought into a big slice of life. So many of them, they've left behind careers, you know, where they're going up and up and up in the industry, but decided they wanted to lay down their life for the Lord instead. So they're always so full of life there. So it reminds me of Mother Angelica. Let's see if I can find my glasses. So you've got five more months coming, Dan. Wow. Oh, we're praying for you, man. That's rugged, really rugged. Dan's going through chemotherapy. He had successful surgery for, I believe, colon cancer, and now he's doing the follow-up chemo. Good morning, Pat Gervais. Aloha. So I was just on with Matt Swaim. I was talking about how 300 years ago it was the Spartans. No, sorry, 2,500 years ago this year, the 300 Spartans, and about 3,000 years ago, the 300 men of Gideon's army that fought the good fight, and how even though we seem like we're small in number, we are valiant because we have the Lord with us. We're with Him, we should say. So we're talking about the creed and the three parts of the creed. So these three parts are distinct, although connected with one another. According to the comparison often used by the fathers, who are we talking about? We're talking about the fathers. We're talking about the early bishops and priests of the church, the anti-Nicene before around the year 350 and then the post-Nicene fathers. And it's always good to study how the primitive church, what the primitive church believed and how they worshiped. And so the Apostles' Creed goes back to the apostles, and then the Nicene Creed was at the Council of Nicaea. It was expanded to more further clarify the Trinitarian doctrine. Indeed, just as in our bodily members there are certain articulations which distinguish and separate them, so too in this profession of faith. The name articles has justly and rightly been given to the truths we must believe, particularly and distinctly. In accordance with an ancient tradition, we love that, don't we? Ancient tradition. I just know what I've trained a lot of the martial arts in many different disciplines. From Taekwondo to Tangsudo to Jiu-Jitsu, and of course what I focused on was the ninja realm of the ninja, Eskrima stick fighting from the Philippines. But every time you're training the martial arts, they'll talk about tradition and being true to the tradition, being true to the masters and how they created this fighting sport. Well, we need to be true to the traditions too. We're in the fight for for humanity. So the ancient traditions, I'm so into that. Not the new, as Pope Leo wrote back in the late 1800s, his encyclical Rerum Novarum. It was against new things, the new invasion of the socialism and communism and the industrial revolution that made people into cogs in the wheel instead of having their true dignity at work. We don't need the new things. We need to hold fast to the tried and the tested, right? We need to hold fast to the ancient tradition. So in accordance with an ancient tradition already attested to by St. Ambrose. Who is St. Ambrose? He was the bishop in Milan, Italy, way up north, which had become kind of the seat of the rulers. They were no longer so much down in Rome. They were up in Milan. And so he was the bishop there. And guess who was so impressed? Who was it that was so impressed with him that even though he wasn't a Catholic, he would go to Mass just to hear St. Ambrose teach, because he was a rhetorician and he wanted to develop the speaking skills, the oral speaking skills of Ambrose. Does anybody know who that was? St. Augustine. So that's the St. Ambrose we're quoting here. In accordance with an ancient tradition already attested to by St. Ambrose, it is also customary to reckon the articles of the creed as 12. So 3 and 12 are very big numbers. 3 is the number of God, 12, of course, the number of the apostles. Thus, it symbolizes the fullness of the apostolic faith by the number of the apostles. Dan Barta wins, St. Augustine. Through the centuries, many professions or symbols of faith have been articulated in response to the different needs of the different eras, the creeds of the different apostolic and ancient churches. The Qui Cumque, also called the Athanasian Creed. I love St. Athanasius. The profession of faith of certain councils, such as Toledo, Lateran, Lyon, and Trent. Oh, that's so cool, Dan. I haven't been there yet. Or the symbols of certain popes, the Fide Damasi, or the Credo of the People of God, of Paul VI. So there's been different creeds written over the years to deal with certain heresies or certain circumstances historically. So it's the same creed, but it's just written specifically to deal with certain situations. None of the creeds from the different stages in the church's life can be considered superseded or irrelevant. They help us today to attain and deepen the faith of all times by means of the different summaries made of it. Among all the creeds, two occupy a special place in the church's life. The Apostles' Creed is so called because it rightly considered to be a faithful summary of the apostles' faith. It is the ancient baptismal symbol of the Church of Rome. Its great authority arises from this fact. It is the creed of the Roman Church, the See of Peter, the first of the apostles, to which he brought the common faith, the universal Catholic faith. Isn't it great that we don't get together every couple years at a synod and vote on what our doctrine's going to be now, or what our moral teaching's going to be now? The doctrinal moral teachings of the church cannot be reversed, cannot be changed. Of course, because truth doesn't change. The Constantinopolitan or Nicene Creed draws its great authority from the fact that it stems from the first two ecumenical councils in 325 and 381 AD. So this is just, of course, after Constantine and when Rome, the Catholics were allowed to worship openly again. It wasn't made the official religion of the church until, I believe it was Theodotus, the grandson of Constantine. But it was allowed to flourish and actually promoted by the emperor. It remains common to all the great churches of both the East and to the West to this day. Our presentation of the faith will follow the Apostles' Creed, which constitutes it, as it were, the oldest, the Roman Catechism. The presentation will be completed, however, by constant references to the Nicene Creed, which is often more explicit and more detailed. That's what I think the early heresies that the church battled through the first several hundred years, it forced the church to really define what it meant when it said Jesus is the Son of God. Is he all God and all man? When it said who is the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. So these early Pelagianism, the heresy that's taught you can work your way into heaven, all these different heresies, it forced the church to get real clear on what the teaching was, to distill it to its purity, to really say, this is what we believe. If this is what Jesus said, this is the distilled, and this is what tradition says, this is what we can distill from that, instead of negating it and having false teaching. The Apostles' Creed is, Our presentation of the faith will follow the Apostles' Creed, which constitutes, as it were, the oldest Roman catechism. As on the day of our baptism, when our whole life was entrusted to the standard of teaching, let us embrace the creed of our life-giving faith. To say the credo with faith is to enter into communion with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and also with the whole church, which transmits the faith to us and in whose midst we believe. This is a St. Ambrose. This creed is the spiritual seal. Remember, symbolon is a seal. It can be a seal like when you put a wax seal on a document, break it open. When you seal it again, the edges match up. And so he's saying again, to say the credo with faith, this creed is the spiritual seal, like a seal on a legal document in those days. Our heart's meditation, and as an ever-present guardian, it is unquestionably the treasure of our soul. Let you enjoy the sunrise. Have a great week, everybody. Lord, we pray for Dan, for the strength, for the fortitude and hope for what he's going through and the side effects that he's feeling, and give him a great victory. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hey, man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.